This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Take your pick. This is the universal. This is like the universal hour. Universal. It's for everybody at any time. Help yourself to the DJB show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So Jennifer, take it away, will you please?
Okay, just trust me on this one because it may seem a little boring at the beginning, but I think it's kind of an interesting story. I will need all three of you to fess up. And tell me, you know, this is the moment of truth for all of you. If when you are asked to agree to a company's privacy policy, if you actually read the contract before you hit the I agree box. Victoria?
Never. I know I should,
Doug?
But I never read it.
You're talking about if we're buying things?
I'm talking about, like, online, if any company you deal with, usually if you're dealing with them online or on a cell phone or on a device,
airline,
it says you agree
you
to our terms.
You agree, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
right. Perfect example,
nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Kara?
Raise my hand.
No. Of course not. No, I don't.
You three losers are the problem with the country.
I know. I am.
We are. Yes. Uh-huh.
I just don't want
right,
to.
No, I don't do it either.
Loser. Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. But this is a really funny, I think, kind of interesting survey. Most people, the majority of Americans, say it's important to have a clear understanding of a company's privacy policy before signing up for their service online. But in practice, most people skip right to the I agree box on the privacy policy without actually reading it. This is according to a new survey done by Axios and SurveyMonkey. Now, this matters because consumers are becoming more aware that companies share and sell their personal information. We hear these horror stories all the time about information getting out and actually being monetized by the companies that we work with. But privacy policies are still not translating into anything that anybody seems to be reading. So here are the way the numbers break out. 87% say it's either very or somewhat important to have a clear understanding of a company's privacy policy. It's a really high number. Older adults, age 65 plus, that's why I had hope for you, Dougie, 91% are more likely than younger adults, aged 18 to 24, to say this is important. So older adults understand this is important.
I'm too impatient.
They also have more time.
Too many things going on. Well, I don't.
And they have more time to read.
Yeah. But in general, I get that. Yeah.
56% of the respondents say that they either always or usually accept the privacy policy without reading it. Even those who say it's important to understand the terms of service before signing up for something say that they sign up without reading the terms every time or most of the time. 53% of us do that. Younger adults are more willing to skip reading the privacy policies. 46% of 18 to 24-year-olds say they're willing to accept the terms without reading every single item, compared to only 15% of seniors age 65-plus. Who say they skip reading them. So this made me think, and there's more. There's the income gap. People with household income say it's very important to have a clear understanding, blah, blah, blah. People who are a little richer don't think so. My point is this. Have young people in America given up on the fact that they will ever have privacy again? I think the reason when I think about those policies, I think, what am I going to do if I don't agree? Like, I'm not going to get to use the service I need to use. And the truth is, if they ever, get me in the rear, what I'll probably do, and will I ever sue them? No, I'm not going to take my money and my time to sue this company. So have I just given up? And I think I have. So the question is, have younger people just said, forget it, we have no privacy in the world of social media and all this online connection?
Yes, I think that they've, I was talking to my roommate about this the other day, and honestly, it was funny to me, the whole Facebook thing. Bing and Cambridge Analytica and how they were sharing their information, and I was not shocked by that. I mean, it seemed very obvious to me that anything you put on Facebook is being shared all the time and used for advertising. And I think a lot of people were shocked that, okay, oh my God, they're sharing our data. Well, I think most millennials have already accepted and acknowledged that.
I think older people were shocked by that. Yeah,
yeah, and so, you know, I was talking to my roommate, and it's just, I think we all already know if we're putting something on the internet, then we have to be willing to accept that other people that we don't necessarily know about are going to be seeing that, and that we're never going to have privacy. Am I super happy about it? Maybe not, but I've chosen to use social media. So it's just kind of
and the products,
hand in hand.
Yeah, and the products and services that we're so used to using, the benefits outweigh the negatives, and privacy is just something. It's like, oh, well, there's cameras everywhere. We know that. There's facial recognition software everywhere. We're okay with that. It's just that's the world we live in now.
Well, I think one of the things... Millennials, if you want to use that reference, is that they haven't read the minutes of the last meeting. There's new ground being broken all the time. There's rapid change that we all are trying to live with. But some things, some of the important things, people have to learn the hard way. And in these circumstances, this thing you just brilliantly described here, Jennifer, you look at this stuff and you know that you're not going to read through it. You learn from your mistakes and hope that nothing that these people are not, the people who are presenting you with an opportunity to buy their product or use their product or service or whatever it is, have goodwill intended. And I use American Airlines as a good example of this. I don't think they have good intentions for the people that fly. They're the largest airline in the world, and I just don't think the management, the people at the top, and they always set the tone, the people at the top set the tone. I don't think they have goodwill for the customer. Otherwise, they wouldn't do some of the things that they do. And you can spread that across the board to almost any industry. But we all learn the hard way, unfortunately, or well, I shouldn't say we all do, but many of us do. I certainly have. We just don't have the time, or we don't take the time to do this. That was a brilliant question, Jennifer, and it really brings around...
I'm going home now.
Focus of all, well, what are our priorities, and how do you gauge what your priorities are, and how many times do
also,
you make the same mistake over and over again?
What if you are being educated and you decide to read the privacy policy? They have you over a barrel. You can't move forward until you click I agree. Who are you going to call? Is there even anybody to call and argue?
It's because the companies, these big companies have taken over, they have corrupted the system, they've paid off all of the voters. You see it everywhere. I go back to the farming industry. That's always my go-to place when I want to talk about stuff like this, that is being ruined. It is being, it's just chopped, shredded to bits by their half a dozen, maybe eight companies, multinational companies, huge families that own huge amounts of land and control agriculture, and these people pay off through campaign contributions all of the members of the important committees and then the legislative bodies themselves. And so you have the average person has no real control over what's going on. And here's another example of how that works. The House this week voted on some major gun control measures. This is the first time this has happened in years. And they passed what was called the most significant gun control measure in more than two decades, approving the first of two bills aimed at strengthening the background check system for the purchase of firearms. The vote on the first bill, called the Bipartisan Background Check Act, passed largely along party lines. The second bill lengthens the number of days a firearm dealer has to wait for federal background checks to be completed. Wait time now is 3 business days. The bill is expected to take 3 days to 10 days. Democrats hope the bill is going to be passed quickly, put pressure on the Senate to act. As usual, the NRA opposes the legislation. It's the same old story, but that's where the money is. And they'll have an impact, especially in the Senate, where the Republicans control things. And that's the same, as we're talking about that, across the board. People with money, influence, and power, and they all go together, are not acting. They're the minority, and they do not act in with the wishes or the intent of the majority.
Well, and you're right on this, too, because when you look at statistics of what NRA members, the actual members, not the leadership, but the NRA members are, by and large, all in favor of stricter
support.
Background
I'm
checks.
An NRA member. I want this thing. I want
it's
this
the leadership
with.
That's the problem. It's, yeah. And, it's, and they're not properly representing the actual members who, you know, who pay their
are.
Dues. No.
No, not at all. All right, so food for thought. 16 after the hour on the DJV show.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt? I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to get your first job posting free and placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sometimes some of these informational docket things that come out, I just look at them and say, okay, yeah, there's so much baloney there. But then there are things like this report this week of the incidents of sexual abuse of unaccompanied minors who are in jail. 4,500 complaints of sexual abuse against minors in the past couple of years. 1,300 complaints reported to the Justice Department. The documents demonstrate over the past 3 years there have been 154 staff on unaccompanied minor allegations of sexual assault. In other words, in jail, if you're a kid, look out, because the guards are more often than not, unfortunately, perverts. Ugh. And this is of deep concern, as it ought to be, in focusing on who's in jail and why they're in jail.
Just to clarify, this is not our jails, because most kids, they go to juvenile hall. They don't necessarily go to jail.
Well, these
but it's at the border. They're being detained, right? The ones that are coming over without their family are part of
but
these human trafficking, sex trafficking schemes.
Here in Massachusetts, there's a lot of sexual abuse in jails. So it's a universal problem. 21 after the hour.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That remembers Tom Terrific. This song comes from that same era. Matter of fact, this is a pretty important song from My Fair Lady. The fellow who composed the tune, Andre Previn, an Oscar-winning composer, has passed away at the age of 89. He won 4 Academy Awards for his work in films like My Fair Lady, Porgy and Bess. His management company confirmed the news yesterday. His manager told CNN he died Thursday in his apartment in Manhattan. Hadn't been sick for very long. During his 7-decade career, he earned 4 Oscars, 10 Grammys, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. This guy really knew his way around the music of that industry. Also named Honorary Knight Commander of the Order of British Empire by Queen Elizabeth. He was born in Berlin, 1929, family immigrated to the U.S., was raised in L.A. In 67, he became the music director for the Houston Symphony Orchestra, and in 68, took the role of principal conductor for the London Symphony. Worked as a composer on The Fortune Cookie in 66, composed music for films like Thoroughly Modern Millie in 67, as well as The Music Lovers in the early 70s. He was married 5 times. Third wife was Mia Farrow, to whom he was married from 1970 to 1979. Previn and Farrow had 6 children together.
Oof, how about that? They're adopted, right?
I think so.
I know she had.
Yeah,
Ronan Farrow is supposedly she had him when she was
Frank
with Woody Allen, right?
Oh, yeah, but Frank Sinatra is the father.
Well, obviously, yeah. But I think she had other adopted kids with Andre Previn, I think. I don't think she gave birth
because
to 6 kids.
6 kids in 9 years is a lot.
That's a lot.
Mary, but Mia Farrow, that wasn't her style, as you're pointing out, in a sense. So, someone who meant a lot to creative music. I remember music from Thoroughly Modern Millie. I kind of like that as a kid. So Andre Previn passing away at the age of 89. Somebody certainly to be missed. Yeah, crank this up a little. It's cute.
Better face reality. It's not insanity, says Vanity Fair.
Julie Andrews.
It's not.
She has it. I think she still kind of has it, actually. 26 past the hour in the DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now celebrating the music of the country band Alabama. Brad Paisley, Amy Grant, Michael McDonald. Old Crow Medicine Show, performed at the T.J. Martell Foundation's 11th Annual Nashville Honors Gala in Nashville this past week. The event raised $500,000 for this organization, which supports medical research on finding treatments and cures for cancer. The night's honorees were Kings of Leon, got the Spirit of Nashville Award, and Alabama got the Tony Martell Outstanding Entertainment Achievement Award. Brad Paisley was on hand to pay tribute for the medley of the band's hit songs. Charlie Daniels presented the award to the trio. He said, quote, "We've been fortunate to have won over 280 industry awards in our 50 years of recording and touring, but Tony Martell Lifetime Entertainment Achievement Award may be the most special award we've ever gotten," said Randy Owen. Sorry, I attributed the quote to the wrong person. "Anything we as a group can do to help find a cure for cancer, very important to me, Teddy and Jeff. We certainly appreciate the Nashville music industry, Brad Paisley and Charlie Daniels, for making our night extra special." So that's the story. Alabama, been around for quite a long time. They have a unique sound. Yeah, right, they got a good sound. All right, 28 after here on the DJV program.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, the death toll is rising. Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen presenting the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Wow! Are we blessed? Victoria, what's happening?
What's happening is Osama bin Laden is happening, and it's not the original Osama bin Laden.
Didn't we get him?
We got him in 2011, but his son is now wanted by the U.S. State Department, and there's $1 million reward for anybody who has information on his whereabouts. The reason that the U.S. is now hunting the son of Osama bin Laden is because he has taken over his father's former position.
The family business.
Whoa. The family biz. He has released audio and video messages on the internet. He's called on his followers to launch attacks against the U.S. and our Western allies. He has threatened attacks against the U.S. in revenge of the killing of his father. And the State Department said that when his father was killed, they seized a bunch of items from his hiding place in Pakistan.
Like it indicated that...
Yeah. It indicated that Osama was grooming Hamza to replace him because, you know, he was on dialysis. Osama bin Laden was in very bad health at the end of his life, and so it made sense that he was grooming his son. Now, here's an extra little bit of awfulness. So this younger bin Laden, they think he's between the ages of 30 and 33, Hamza. He's married to the daughter of the lead hijacker in the September 11th attacks. Isn't that lovely?
Swell.
I wonder who made that family love match.
Yeah.
So, so now the United Nations is the member states of the UN. They're required to freeze his assets if they can get a hold of them.
Where do they get their money in the first place? Where does their money come from?
That's a great question.
Illegal weapons.
Drugs.
Their oil. Drugs.
These are the
Yep. Those of you who who are using drugs, you're the ones responsible for these guys. It's where the money goes, where it comes from. So that's disturbing.
Yep.
Interesting to hear that. All right, let's get to some other names in the news. Elon Musk, another name in the news, tweeting he had Tesla news. The people who got the announcement, Model 3, he says, is finally available for order. That exciting? Well, that's what they thought was going to happen. Instead, he announced, quote, "We will be closing some stores. There will be some reduction in headcount." Musk added that it's excruciatingly difficult to produce the Model 3 at a $35,000 price point and remain sustainable. Well, you guys came up with the numbers. I guess that
you came up with the pricing. I don't even know if you're in the market for a $35,000 car. I don't know that Tesla would be something that a contender.
It's like a $35,000 Mercedes. Who the hell wants it's not a Mercedes. It's a tin can. You don't buy a Mercedes. The same company that produces the basic run of the mill solid Mercedes is a $75,000 car, and some of them are $150,000. So what are you getting for $35,000? You're getting a Chevrolet with a Mercedes body on it. That's all. And this is the same thing. Electric cars, who makes the least expensive electric car? Prius? Who's got the least expensive?
Was it the Volt? Is it Chevy Volt electric?
Chevy Volt?
I think they eliminated that. No, they got rid of it.
Yeah.
That was a cheap one, though.
You can't sell a cheap electric car. I think that's the bottom line.
You know what I heard about electric cars? And you can tell me if this is true or not, but I'm pretty sure that it is. You can't use AM radio in an electric car.
Because
there's no AM radio.
Yeah.
So I protest electric cars. So forget that. We only want AM radios in our cars, right? Come on.
Well, we'd like to have AM.
It's another reason to fight the power.
Yeah. All right. So much for that story. Andrew Wheeler, next name in the news. The Senate has confirmed him as the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. What a horrible name. And it's anything but, especially given the fact this guy worked for the coal industry. Another great pick. Anyway, Senator Collins was the only Republican to vote no. Scott Pruitt, the guy that was there before, remember him? There we go.
Disaster.
Great, what a disaster. The whole thing. The EPA, I was excited, actually, because the EPA has made a lot of really bad decisions for farmers and farms. So I thought it would be great if Trump fixed that right up, and instead he put a couple of clowns in that are so connected to the industry. And that's, again, another example of what we've been talking about here all week, all month, all year, forever and ever and ever. Look at the picks for these jobs in these agencies that come from the businesses they are supposed to be regulating. They come over for a while. They change all the regs so that they are in a good position when they go back to their companies to move further ahead in their raping and pillaging, and therefore it goes on and on and on, whether it's the coal company, Monsanto and Bayer and the FDA, wherever it is.
Well, look at
it doesn't make a difference if Republicans or Democrats. They're all the same.
And look at the FCC, Ajit Pai, that guy. I think he's a horrible pick to run the FCC. And he comes from Verizon. He's going to go back to Verizon. But what happened to draining the swamp? I feel like this is the swampiest we've ever been. It just keeps feeling swampier and swampier with these picks. I don't get it.
It's an interesting visualization. It's getting swampier and swampier. Swampier and swampier. All right, let's see. As long as we're going through names and their connection to the president, the vacant appellate court seat left by Brett Kavanaugh going to the El Supremos. Senate Judiciary Committee advancing the nomination of Naomi Rao. Is that how you pronounce her name? N-E-O-M-I?
Close,
is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of party lines. That's, you know, stuff. Crap. Here's a something that is happening everywhere, and we think it's all in this. The stuff that comes up about making America great again, the MAGA caps. Anybody own one of those? Jennifer, you got one?
Nope.
I do. Sure, I actually had two. I had two.
Are they red?
And,
what color are they?
Well, I had a red one. I had a red one and a white one. And I brought them into work one day and left them in the studio of my day job, and someone stole them. So I used to have two hats. Now I have Zippo, which I think is really kind of terrible. I know.
That is.
Although, well, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I will.
Go ahead.
I host a morning show in Los Angeles, and so I kind of came up with something kind of fun with one of our sales guys, and so we now have the red hat that says "Making Mornings Great Again." Isn't that cute? Come on.
Very cute. Yeah, yeah.
It's cute.
All right, in league with that, a lady named Roseanne Santos getting her legal green card. She's married to a U.S. citizen. Lengthy history of driving violations, driving drunk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Had a license since 1996. Immigration authorities detaining, later releasing her. Immigration and Customs said she is an unlawfully present citizen from Brazil. She's going before an immigration judge. She came back into the scope of authorities because she had an altercation this week in a Mexican restaurant, pled not guilty to charges of disorderly conduct and assault and battery because she accosted a man who had a Make America Great hat on. She approached him, said he ought to take it off, and he said why, and she said because it's disrespectful for those of us who don't like the president. She was drunk at the time. She flipped the hat off. Guy owned the restaurant, called the police, and there we go. How many of these?
I hope she got thrown in jail. This happens
incidents.
All the time.
And yeah, I'll it does. That's week, why I brought it up. It happens all
I'll
the time.
I'll tell you this week that my friend, and you know Courtney.
Yep.
We love Courtney. She works in my office. Her husband ran out to the store, had a Trump hat on, and someone keyed his car all the way down two panels. Really, like, deep. And he saw the guy, and he tried to follow the guy. And, yeah, this stuff is happening all
Well, you know what people say, though? It's happening because there are people who are wearing these hats that are doing outrageous things in the name of Trump.
A lot.
And they say he's given them the freedom to do this, which isn't really true, but they're taking the freedom because that seems to be the mainstay of some of the thoughts of the people who support Trump. So anyway, some food. It's more food for thought, that's all. Sebastian Gorka, one more name in the news, former White House Deputy Advisor on National Security, accused AOC of trying to take away your hamburgers like Joseph Stalin did. That's how I just thought. It was just
in
funny.
Full disclosure, Sebastian Gorka is my friend, and he was on feedback, and he made these
comments. Yeah, no, he works at the station. He works at the
very
station.
Funny.
Yeah.
And, well, you know,
that's
it's because they say that they go after cows because of the cow flatulence. But there was, and then overnight, I just happened to see after, like, in the 24 hours after he made that comment, there was a picture released of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez eating a hamburger. And so then people on Twitter were having fun saying, what a hypocrite, you know, of course, giving her the what for eating beef.
All right. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. www.johnboehner.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of
chocolate. Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. They satisfy a craving, but do they come with a cost?
Artificial sweeteners have been a tool to reduce calorie intake.
But dietitian Kate Zaratsky says research continues about how these sweeteners affect appetite. In one example, an Australian study recently revealed how the brain senses and integrates the sweetness and calories in food.
When we consume artificial sweeteners, our brain gets the message that we ate something sweet, yet it doesn't have any calories to pair it to. And so we might have a greater desire for more sweet later on.
Zaratsky expects the sweetener debate to continue.
Artificial sweeteners, for some, can be a way to balance sugar intake, calorie intake, and weight. However, you can consume regular sugar, and if it's satisfying and your overall sugar intake for the day is not excessive, that might be a better route for you.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The biggest disappointment of the week was Lady Gaga going on with Jimmy Kimmel, addressing the Bradley Cooper romance rumors by saying something that sort of doused all of our enthusiasm, wanting them to be doing the horizontal mambo, right? And we all kind of,
I think,
well, I'm not sure.
At this point, though, like, how embarrassing for Bradley's girlfriend, you know? Yeah. I think people need to, I think Gaga did the right thing by kind of tamping down all the talk about, are they boning, as Jen would say? But, because it went viral. Everybody was talking about it. So, yeah. I think that she kind of did the right thing by his girlfriend.
But is she telling the truth?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think she is. I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Oh, Karen.
Really? They're actors.
They could be method acting. Yeah. There's Kara putting the poo-poos again to some fun stories. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Miles, he's a guy that is probably, not probably, I'm going to say this in a definitive way, the country's foremost expert when it comes to automotive expertise. How do you like that? All you have to do to figure that out is go to his website, rautoexpert.com. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I feel like I get good therapy when I talk to you. My ego gets too sick.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's good for you.
Oh.
I mean, we all should feel good about ourselves. And in this case, you deserve it because you know what's going on. All right, let's talk about something that I read in the newspaper yesterday about loan delinquencies. How many people are buying cars, can't afford the monthly payments, and so now there are lots of repos. The repo guys are having a big old time, right?
Yeah, it's great for the A&E show repo guys, but it's not very good for the people that bought cars and aren't able to pay their loan off. And that's what's happening. It's not horrible. It's edged up to 0.78%. And that's less than 1%, but it's a really good indicator, Doug, that there may be bad times of the economy around. Before big crashes in the past, this has been an indicator where people can't pay their loans back. There's also another factor, which is some unscrupulous finance and dealers have been offering like 7-year loans on cars, which to me is crazy. Why would you take a 7-year loan? But ultimately, if you have to take a 7-year loan to afford a car, maybe you should be buying a less expensive car in the first place. I don't know. That's just a guess on my part. It's not a good indicator that more people are not able to pay their car back loans.
Well, you know, I was looking at a list of depreciation cars that are depreciating, the top 10 fastest depreciating cars. This is in league with what you just said about 7-year car loans just to get cars out of the showroom and onto the road. But if you look at how fast, and many of them, well, they're not all expensive cars. The BMW 5 Series is depreciating quickly. The Volkswagen Passat, the E-Class Mercedes, BMW 3 Series, the Ford Taurus, who the hell's got one of those still?
Yeah.
Chrysler 200. I mean, look at all of these. Go ahead.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that survey, Doug, is that, when they do these all the time, but I think the most appreciating car was the Nissan Leaf. It went down some incredible thing like 72%. The one that depreciates the least out of any car in the United States over 5 years is the Jeep Wrangler. And that vehicle, if you want to invest in a vehicle that's going to be worth as much or more in the future than you paid for it when you drove it off the lot, that's a good one to get because those things are like gold dust in the United States.
I'm not one to talk objectively about this because Range Rovers depreciate about $10,000 a year.
Right.
So you talk about a bad investment. Aye. All right. Robots that are being used to make cars, the robots that are being used, the Robotic Industry Association has some interesting data on this. You want to share it with us?
Yeah, so there's over 35,000 robots working in the United States, which is kind of an interesting number. I'm a little like surprised when I read these numbers. However, I did a bit more research into this. Overall, there's an increase of about 15% or so. The interesting thing about it is robots are actually starting to take over jobs that we shouldn't be doing in the first place. If you need to feel good about your job and you need to do something that's positive, a lot of times these robots are doing jobs that are highly repetitive. Imagine a guy that's sitting on an automotive line just welding the same three welds.
I remember that. When I was a kid, I worked at the GM assembly plant here in Framingham. I was an inspector on the line, and I was in charge of looking at the four positions around the huck bolt assembly, that is the bolts that would hold the body onto the chassis. And this people did, all these guys did the same thing hour after hour after hour. Same bolt, same hole, aye, aye, aye. So I see what you're saying here, yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly the thing. And these car companies like Ford and Jeep, they're retraining people to do much more, desirable jobs, like jobs in learning how to program these robots and jobs in learning how to do the maintenance on them and those type of things, which I think a lot more people are pleased about than they are sitting on the same line putting the same four bolts on the car every day.
Exactly. All right. Tesla's going to shut down retail stores. Give us a few seconds on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a downhill slide for Tesla. Up in China, first cars got delivered. In the United States, they're looking at real problems and getting their refinancing done for this year. They got billions of dollars that need to be taken care of, and stores are closing with Tesla.
Yeah. Go buy one. I guess that's the bottom line. Thanks. Nick Miles. Website is ourautoexpert.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.